Hey. I didn't know you were gonna be here. You okay? No, I just have a beautiful, beautiful cold that I have been blessed with. How are you doing? What, you don't want to kiss me like this? Does this beautiful ooze not appeal to you in the slightest? I do not understand your tastes. Come on, I'm a catch. Oh, sorry, no, I'm catching. That's it. I always forget that. You brave enough to give me a hug? I missed you. Of course, I always miss you. How could I not with that little face? Why is your face this way? It is both extraordinary and so cute. Little baby face. That is the compliment of all compliments. Speaking of which, how would you like to compliment yourself and myself with food? I'm asking you to go get food because I am starving and I want to talk to you. Well, mainly about your extended warranty. Or we could pretend that we're friends and actually hang out. It's entirely up to you. I know you had good taste. Somewhere hidden in there, you find this appealing. And lucky for me, both of us find food appealing, so let's go. I would like something that will awaken my taste buds. Oh yeah, the hottest, spiciest, flaming thing you can throw at me. Please and thank you. Thank you very much. We can just grab a seat. Perfect. Is this okay? Well, I know you like the quiet corner. Because I do. And you know I don't suffer things I don't like. So, quiet corner. So, you. Have you been? What you been doing? Tell me I have no life and I would like to live vicariously. No, I really don't. Like, on any level, I go to work, I read smutty fanfiction, and I feel a little bit sorry for myself, but then I'm also like, I really do not want to give up this quality alone time. So I'm constantly like, I need affection, and then I'm like, but I also really like my imagination and the safety that it brings. And that was the beautiful example of me oversharing again. And how are you? No. No smutty fanfiction talk here. You, what's going on? How are you? Because believe it or not, I'm mildly to moderately interested in you. I know, a friend taking an interest in a friend. I've never heard such audacious. I've run out of words. Tell me about you. Very nice. Because it is you talking to a girl. Is she nice? Nice and pretty. I hate her. No woman can like another woman who's nice and beautiful. It's just outrageous. Yeah, I mean, she's lucky I'm letting her live. Oh, no! No, oh, don't tell me that. No! Nice titties, and a good personality, and a good job. I hate you, and her, and this conversation. I wish I'd never asked. I do! I hate both of you. Making me think about my sad little life with no romantic availability. I just... What did I invite you out for? No, no, you cannot make me feel better. Shh. The only way you can make me feel better is to tell me that this bitch is imaginary. Oh, thank God. How terrible of a friend am I that I am so relieved you're talking about dating Sim? I didn't want you to leave me alone with the comforting, imaginary greatness that is multimedia. Goddamn right, God bless it. Where would we be, huh? So what exactly is this game called? And where can I get my hands on this big-tittied, professional, nice personality bitch? I dabble, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, but sometimes I get too tired to read. So, the important thing is you haven't gone on and left me, and I still have a shot with you, even with this face. Well, who said I'm joking? No. Like, this is probably the worst possible moment to say, like, hey, you are really nice and sweet, and, yeah, I'd like to see more of you like that, with a huge, huge blister on my lip, and a congested everything, and snot coming out of me, and, yeah. Probably the worst timing ever. But I have missed you, and I think you are very sweet and kind and just nice to be around. So, as they say, fuck it. I should clarify that I intended to do this in a lot more romantic, sensual, sweet, appealing way, but I am hopped up on cough medicine. So there's that to consider. Anyway, that is just in and out and around the ether. It's for you to consider. It's pressure, and of course, you must remember, I look a lot better than this usually, so please don't judge it on this, because this is not what you would be signing up for. This is just seasonal, transitional. You wouldn't even have to see me during this, okay? I could just be like, no, we are like a online couple during this period. So anyway, what? What can you believe? I stole your what? What? Steal your bit? are you talking about steal your bit? I didn't steal your bit. You were gonna ask me? Looking like this, you were gonna ask me, hey, wanna smush your face against mine? Not now, I didn't literally mean right now, right with this condition. I just meant, you know, in the next... Why are we arguing? Well, maybe we should change that, because do you realize what we just said to each other? We said, hey, I want to see you with your clothes off eventually, when that disgusting thing is off your face, because I know this isn't appealing. It's a big deal! Both the face and the liking each other, just... We like each other. Huh. Wow. No, it's just... I mean, how often does that happen? Well, this is green. I might get dessert. What? Your face is funny. What? I mean, technically, I didn't ask you out. No. I said, I like you, and potentially we could explore that. I never actually said those words. Yeah, but didn't you want to ask? Well, that's what you were getting upset about. Gotta think you were. No. You wanted to ask me, so ask me. Oh, you can't do it under pressure now, huh? And to think I overcame snot and cold and discomfort, and my potential boyfriend can't even... Just ask me. Oh, God. Yes. I want you to ask me. But only if you feel... It'd be worth your time. I mean, I don't want to... You were almost there. Yeah, but you didn't phrase it right. You said, do you want to be my girlfriend? And that's not what I was offering. I was offering, do you want to be my boyfriend? So, what would you have to ask? Yeah. Does this look like the face of a girl who's kidding? You can be my boyfriend. You! Well, you really must like me if you're willing to ask that. No! You told me to go to hell. But you didn't, so... In my conclusion, you must really want all this up in your face. So like I said, you have questionable taste, but it works in my favor, so screw it. You are now my boyfriend, and good luck. Oh, honey, I think you're gonna need it. But I promise no exhausting nonsense until I'm pretty again. Well, anything else would just be too much. I mean, I'm high maintenance, but I'm not totally unreasonable. Handshake? No, that's weird. Hug. More hug. Well, I can't believe you just asked me out when I look like this. You must really like me. Perfect boyfriend material if I ever heard it. Plus, if this goes well, it's a great story to tell our kids. How Daddy begged to be Mommy's boyfriend. You're gonna have to learn to love it. I did not. Oh, please. I did not beg you to beg me. In your dreams. No. No. Oh my God. Okay. Whatever helps you feel better about the situation, honey, you go for it. You weirdo. You're gonna get sick if you stay this close, you know. A terrible sense of judgment.